I'm Bryce Johnson, and you can unpack this thought about sports, faith, and life. It's Thanksgiving weekend, and although our go-to list of what we're thankful for can be easy to come up with, today I want to unpack how we can also be thankful for life's disappointments. We may not ordinarily add them to our list, but when we dig a little deeper, we can discover reasons to include them. Sports is a perfect example of bad news leading to gratefulness. Drew Brees, for instance, had a major shoulder injury early in his career, and the Chargers moved on from him. Brees then signed with the Saints, where he's won a Super Bowl. David Robinson's injuries caused the Spurs to have only 20 wins during their 96-97 season, which ultimately led to picking Tim Duncan first overall in the NBA draft and winning 5 NBA championships. A Peyton Manning neck injury led the Colts to transition away from their franchise quarterback, and as he got healthy, signed with the Broncos. By teaming up with a great defense, Manning was able to win another Super Bowl. In each of these scenarios, major injuries were only temporary and ultimately led to championship wins. Nobody ever wants to get injured, but think how thankful they are for having injuries that resulted in victory. We too can look back at quote-unquote injuries in our own lives and see how God used them for our good. Many of those situations wouldn't have been how we designed them, but aren't we thankful they turned out the way they did? Of all the injuries in life that have led to victory, the ones I'm most thankful for took place on the cross. At least 7 wounds led to Jesus' death, but thankfully, he ended up winning, and now we join him in eternal victory. Today, let's be encouraged to thank God for all the injuries in life that he's used to change us and grow us. Because the Bible says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. I'm Bryce Johnson, and you can unpack that.
For more faith and sports, visit unpackingit.com.